Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here. Oh, yes, it is. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings Radio. I'm your host and co-pilot, Michelle Mache. And who is the other co-pilot? The Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. But really, Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Great to connect with all of you. I can see people getting on the phone lines as well as in the Sacred Space of Empowerment / chat room. So it's always good to connect with everyone. I'm having a little bit of problem with the typing in the chat, so I may just be verbalizing more today. We will be doing readings. We have, part of our Awakenings family. He's been on quite a few times, and I even covered his premiere of the Reconnection Healing DVD, which was an amazing premiere, and it's amazing DVD / kind of documentary style. Anyway, we have back with us today Dr. Eric Pearl, and we're going to be talking about the power of healing frequencies, touching on the newest science on reconnected healing. There's amazing things happening right now with frequency and vibration, and you guys have heard me talking about it all so long. So, and I just get tickled. I get excited when more people are talking about what I want to talk about. I don't know. I guess I would put it that way. But always been around, something that, you know, many people have known about, scientists, obviously healers, people of all sorts, musicians, right, singers. We had obviously Shira Hunt on a couple times this past month. But why is it even more important for us, just as the everyday living being part of us that is so important, is that we are vibrational beings. We are a complex of frequencies. And this is why many of you have heard me over the years, and even in my classes around the world that I taught, even at Agape Spiritual Center. I mean, I was the heretic in the bunch, because people were all gaga over the law of magnetic attraction. And I kept saying, because it's advanced metaphysics, that what you attract is what you are, what you put in. And you can't really, the only thing you can do, you can't really change that, but what you can do is you can, what we call, up-level it or update it. The closer you get to your soul design, the closer that you get to the true you, the authentic you, you automatically attract people in situations that are more in resonance or more in up. So the key, and this is what my workshop coming up, thank you, Siren Dreams, for putting it in the chat. The key is resonance. It always has been. And you listen to scientists now, the quantum physicists, the string theorists, the entanglement theory. They're all talking about this. They have been, you know, in their own worlds, it's crossing over, that resonance is key. Resonance is key. So, it's been kind of backwards. You know, we've done that backwards, even with the biblical term, you know, that you give and then you receive. And no, it's no asking, you shall receive. We're always receiving. We're receivers, receiving from source energies, and then we give from that. And that set up that whole weird giving to get and all that. The more you give, the more you, you know, receive. Not necessarily so. It's the more you're receiving, the more you're receptive, to source energies in all its form, which we could also say is love, you know, in various forms. So source energies, however it manifests, love, relationships, money, clothes, friends, meeting more people in your soul group, feeling more vibrant. Even if you have illness or you're going through challenges, you can still feel that vibrancy, that soul energy. So I'm going to be talking about this more. I'm doing a lot more. I have been the last 5-6 years groups and workshops. I'm doing these soul path groups where we really work on inner plane work, clearing the astral plane, the astral body, the emotional body, working with the subtle energy, working with frequencies to harmonize our frequencies. So we're going beyond the mind, beyond emotions even, the idea of emotions. We're getting into the pure energy and motion, which is all about frequency. As Shira Hunt had said, everything has a frequency. And we know this, but I was talking to a good friend of mine this morning, and I said, but let's really contemplate it. I've known this. I've taught this for 20-plus years, 25 years or more. But it really hit me when she said that. I thought, wow, everything, the computer, what we're wearing, everything has a frequency. Every color has a frequency. Every note, every sound, every tone, the complex of frequencies. And so why is it so important that we really get this and live by resonance? I live with our true frequency or frequencies, our soul design, which I like to look at it as like a kaleidoscope, you know. And you turn the kaleidoscope and different images and colors show through. Because every time we shift, we're bringing more of that kaleidoscope energy in. We're shifting the soul design. Not completely, but we're showing different parts of it. Maybe it's becoming more tangible, more 3D, 4D, 50 dimensional. You know, maybe it was two dimensional or three dimensional for a while. Now it's getting more complex. There's more complexities that are coming through. So why is it important? Because resonance, following the resonance, is going to take you where you need to go. And you're going to have less obstacles, less obstructions. It's also, you could say, the woo-wee, following the way. But we've got to learn this. We've got to relearn it because it's, and that's one thing, too, like with Eric Pearl's reconnection. It's going beyond the mind. You do need to do the mind-body set. We do need to do the inner child work. We do need to, you know, emotional clarity. There's layers. But we also need to start bridging beyond that. And some people are staying too long at that little party, you know. We need to think of ourselves more as these complex frequencies, more as my guides say. Think of yourself more as energy. And you're going to situate experiences or going to places or connecting with people synchronistically. And it's like we're trading energies, we're melding, merging energies. I get a little of you, you get a little me, and it brings out certain things in me and my design. It highlights certain colors, right, certain frequencies, and does the same with you. And it really frees us up from being these roles, these constricted roles. So some people are putting, let's see, Rosalindo sent a question. I'm just going to take a little break here. I'm not right now able to type in the chat. That's been happening every now and then. If I can, I will. If you have a personal question, it's better to call in, or you can put it in the chat, because the questions that I answer on air at the beginning of the talk are just more that they can be personal, but they're also relative to everyone else. So if you want to know about a certain relationship or a certain job, it's better to call in, and that number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. That's 347-531-539. I'm in channeling already. I'm out there. 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. And I love, in fact, this friend of mine this morning when we were talking, and that got the channel open. I always do a meditation beforehand. And I said, you know, they were asking if it was, you know, difficult because I'm processing or taking on so many people's energies when I'm channeling or when I'm doing my workshops and my groups. And I said, but actually, I love that. It's such a lighter, it's a very expansive energy. So it's though I may need to rest from it or, you know, walk in nature or go near the beach or a lake or something or kind of commune back in, but it is a very, for me, very, very enjoyable, and so that's why I do it. Do want to touch upon, got a lot of people emailing, so where are you? about the tele workshops and people saying, gosh, if you had something online, I would love to do your courses or your meditations or your workshops or be a part of your Soul Path group. The time is now. Of course, got my daily OM course, but if you want to do some of this advanced inner work, some of it shamanic, some of it is, many of you know I was in a car accident and I couldn't even meditate because, and I'm still have the mild brain injury. I'm still going through a few things. But I couldn't even meditate because meditating, you're using your mind and you use also the left side of your brain. You extend out into the white, but it still was very painful. So about 2 weeks after my injury, I was laying down receiving some healing work, and the guys in Oversouls came and said, you're going to be working more with the subtle energy. You're going to be working differently now. And I thought, what? What does this mean? And then I had this amazing grace, if you want to say God, all that energy came through. And I received a whole way of, I'm working with some people. Some people, I don't know if Divine Mystic, she's had this, but I've been working with codes that correspond to chakras. They're also a numerological correspondent. But again, it's working with frequency, looking at the codes that people are missing. And we do this in this interplane work. And maybe I'll do it even in a group level as well. And then you are given those codes, and then you work with them either visually or through chanting them or just meditating on them or even just having them or holding them with you. So I started working more with the subtle energy and doing a lot of this reclaiming of energy and bringing people, because any trauma that we have, anything that we go through that we're stuck on, that holds our energy back, okay? So that means we're not, you know, working or expressing at full capacity. We're not firing on all cylinders, so to speak. So right now there is a lot of, maybe you're feeling stuck. It's about going deeper within to reclaim your energies. And again, this goes beyond our thoughts, beliefs, the mind, beyond mental constructs. It's working really energetically, vibrationally. It's working with the vibration of the subtle energy. Because what is subtle energy is vibration. What are resonant fields, ultimately, is resonance. What is information? Ultimately, it's resonance. Every, not only thought, but every word we're speaking, every letter has a corresponding tone and resonance to it, and you put that together. So this is why it's so powerful. Sometimes when you don't even see people that you just connect with by resonance, by soul design. So anyway, going to be playing more and more with that. Let's see. Okay, any questions in the chat? Let's see. Denise is saying, I'll join on the phone one soon. Unfortunately, I'm going to be away on the first one, and it's 6:30 a.m. in Australia. Yeah, I tried to get it in the afternoon. Maybe we'll try to do some later, like maybe 3:30 or 4 in the later afternoon. But email me. Let me know what you guys want, you like. You'd like to see topics, what help you want in anything. Or time-wise for my Australia, New Zealand, my Spain, my Europe, my European buddies here, Soul Path buddies. Please keep, you know, and I'm going to write that down so that we do it maybe even later, because I'd love to connect with all of you on this powerful work. My dream, my vision, the vision that was given to me is that we're like all satellites, and I'd love to see these Soul Path groups just all over the world. And that other people, once you learn how to do it, just tuning in on your own and helping others attune vibrationally. They're attunements. You know, some of the work is ascension attunements. But it's just wonderful to commune this way because, you know, we are all part of the same soul tribe. That's why we're connecting and resonating so well. That doesn't mean we're not going to have little arguments or tiffs or blow-ups or whatever. But it means overall that 99.9.5%, it's beyond what we could imagine. It's just working. It's just what is. It's what needs to be. So I hope to see more of you soon. And definitely, Denise, thank you for that reminder. Let me know, is something like 3:30 in the afternoon you could do? What time would that be? And I want to put the chat in the chat. It's awakenings@selfandlight.com is the awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakenings@gmail.com, and that'll let just send me that in. Also, send me where and how you listen to Awakenings. Haven't forgot, there's a little giveaway that we're doing. And let's get to some calls. Let's see. 803-231, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I am doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm a little confused right now. That's
okay,
why I'm calling you.
Okay, give me your first name, please. Okay, give me your
Blair.
First name. And we're going to... Blair, hey Blair, I'm gonna try to keep it to. I'm gonna try. The thing is, when you're in, I'm in that psychic mode. There is no time, so I tend to go off with the person. I'm gonna try to keep because we have a lot of callers. I'm gonna try to keep it in a timely fashion. Let's just say. So Blair,
okay.
Tell me your question.
Yeah. So my friend texted me today and said that she doesn't want to be roommates with me. So. We both want to move to Brooklyn. She lives in the Bronx and I live in Philly. And, you know, that's my dream to move to New York. So I'm just wondering how I should go about this. Should I start looking for other roommates? Because honestly, I would love to live with somebody that I know opposed to a stranger.
Yeah. Well, plan that. Now, why I feel somehow you guys are very, is there some similarities?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes when we're very similar, sometimes people want the space, because maybe
mm-hmm.
we're going to attract similar situations, similar guys, similar girls, whatever the thing is, the similarities. So
right.
I am feeling some kind of space, like, but I do see you moving, and I do, are you in a walk-up right now?
Am I on a walk-up?
Like a fourplex or something? Because I do see, like, I don't know if it's a townhouse or some kind of fourplex. I don't see you in a huge complex.
No, I'm living with my aunt right now. Like, I'm not
even
there. Yeah.
Okay, but where are you living? Is it a
Well, where I'm living now is a house. I would love to live like in an apartment or a brownstone in Brooklyn.
That's what I'm seeing. That's what it's called. Brownstone. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do
okay.
see you there. I definitely do see you there. Connect with like-minded individuals. You know, one of the best ways when you're going to move is to go there, maybe do some workshops or something, or connect with people that are, you know, in a similar field or interest, and then you're, you know, better. You know, the thing is, I feel there could be something where you still do go with her. Is she undecided? And then you guys.
She's very indecisive.
Yeah, because I feel like you could get out there more together, but. I feel you're getting the heads up that you guys are about to go in different directions. I it's not etched in stone of you got you going out there on your own. I see her with you, but then
mm-hmm.
I do see after a period of time that you guys are going to move on.
Okay.
So, you know, just give her some space right now.
Mhm.
And let her come back around to it.
Okay.
Is what I'm
All
hearing.
Right. So just give her
yeah.
space. Okay.
Yeah. Just right now people are, you know, there's a lot of freak out right now and people are trying to gain control and just wait till Saturn goes into Scorpio. It's still, you know, we've got touches of that with the Pluto aspect. So just let people have some space right now. You know, that's for a lot of people. Let them work it out because things can come back around. People are trying to... you know, get some control in their life, figure things out.
Right, right. Okay.
All right, Blair. Thanks for calling in.
All right,
thank you. Bye. Thanks, bye. Okay. Hello, 504-344. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Good to connect with you.
Yeah, my question is, I'm generally a pretty friendly person, and I'm very positive, but I feel like I'm, like, just done helping people. And I'm just wondering if you see anything with my health or something. I'm just tired. I mean,
no.
I'm,
No, I feel you're following into that pattern that started, energetic shift that started last January of 2011, where our contract, you know, you heard me talk at the beginning of the program that we're like these kaleidoscopes. And, you know, if you ever look at the kaleidoscopes, I have to get one of those. They're so fun. I remember them as a kid. And you turn them and all the colors. Well, in our soul expression, whether you want to call it growth, you know, the kaleidoscope turns, and then we're to have different experiences. So if you've been overgiving, which I feel you have, and you've been in the past, that role, you've been the one people go to, you're done with that. It doesn't mean people aren't going to go to you every now and then, but you're needing to have different expressions right now. And so it is saying to a little bit and think more about yourself. And I do feel there's some people that are very close around you that you may even have to, in conversations, just guide it more towards you, or in a nice way, maybe even move them on or cut them off in a nice way of like, oh, okay, we'll talk later, and then exit stage left. You don't want to get caught right now in that overly helping, overly doing for others, overly focused on others. So we had a chance last year, and it really played out with these last retrogrades that we've had from January on, this whole reevaluation time, to look and see what are you done with. In fact, I wrote on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, there is a blog post on this about relationships. Right now, relationships are showing people either what you're done with, what's over, or where you need to go. So they're mirroring those two things. You're either getting a lot of what you're done with to release it, and some are getting what you, where you need to go, what kind of people you need or experiences you need in your life. So, no, I don't feel, the only thing I feel with you is a little mental, emotional exhaustion, irritation, but that has to do with boundaries, and you need to just be living a bit differently right now.
Most of it is, it's family, but like my workplace, I mean,
it's everything.
Seems like, yeah.
No, but it's,
I mean,
you. It's not them, it's you. It's, so you're done with that patterning, you know.
Okay.
So now I've got some of it's free on my website, selfandlight.com. There's some tools that can help you clear that. This group we're doing on Sunday is another thing, but some of it is going to be, you're just going to have to know you're done with that. And it's not that these people are doing it to you. That's the pattern you were in. That's the relating pattern. And now you're over it. So you're seeing it more, and you're kind of saying, it's choking me now.
Well,
but it'll shift as you shift.
Do you see that I'm going to move? I feel like that would
help. Okay, no, it won't help. That's, please, everybody, and I talked about this, don't move, because you'll carry it with you. I've tried, you know, I learned once the hard way 20-some-odd years ago. My guides in the Oversouls were screaming this to everybody. Don't try to move. Until you handle a pattern, you know, I'm not saying you have to stay in something that's horrible or abusive, but something like this is your relating pattern. Once you shift it, others will begin to shift, and then you may move. But right now where you're at, Debbie, if you leave, you're going to just recreate it somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Okay. Release
the pattern, then, you know, it's an inside job. Once you do that, then your outer experiences will shift.
Okay.
All right? Blessings.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Hi, 602-320. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. And to whom am I speaking with?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
Well, a little bit like the other caller, I just was wondering, is my journey right now to stay where I'm at, or is it going to open up and I'm going to venture off?
I feel you've been at this juncture before, kind of wanting to venture off, break free. Your key right now, your path, Evelyn, I want to say, is to get even more into your spirituality, your spiritual expression, groups, meditation. From there will be some kind of opening. I feel you're almost there. It's like I see the bud kind of almost open, and then there's going to be the last-minute flowering. I don't feel it right now, though. I feel that there's still some experiences, some completions where you're at right now. There's some things that you need to complete on personally and relationship-wise. Now, are you also
relationship like within where I'm living, or relationship where I'm working?
Both, just like the other caller, both. But there's also some things of some people, I feel like, I don't know if it's a long lost love. Somebody from the past, they need to find you. They're going to be coming back through. And then you're going to be completely that, whatever that means energetically. You're going to be, there's a kind of a making peace is what I'm hearing. But I also, it's funny you said about the work, and then I got to go to the next caller. I do see you working differently. You might even be starting something. I don't know. Do you do a lot of volunteer work or workshops or putting? There's something you're going to be doing on the side, and I do feel
I actually
another.
I have two jobs right now, so it's really hard to do a whole lot of anything on the side. But I do. I have a full time job that I've been at for a number of years, and then I have a part time job that, and mostly because of financial reasons, but the part-time job is a little bit not so intense, I don't find, but I don't have really issues at that particular place, but I didn't want to do that one forever either, but the main job is...
But something's going to be an office, right?
It's more, it's off of, the part-time job's on phones, like a...
Mm-hmm.
See,
and
there's
one
in
more administrative?
Phones.
Now, there's something
you're
going to... Yeah, okay, there's something that you're going to be doing. I think you're going to change out one of those jobs. I don't know if it's like events. There's something that you're going to start doing that's going to take over one of those jobs. And then that's when I feel that there's more of an opening. Because your call is to do something that's more fulfilling. That's your next level, your next step. And
well,
getting more involved.
Well, when I saw Dr. Eric Pearl on your show today, I just picked up his book the other day to gander at it and have a look, and I was kind of interested in that.
Well, maybe, yes. And, you know, he's going to be on at 12:45, so stay on. But maybe that's, remember I said events? Maybe you're going to,
yes.
I don't know, trade with him, or maybe you're going to help put on reconnection events. I see you more in a healing event capacity, workshops, classes, doing them yourself, but also assisting or putting something on in your area, and that's going to open doors. So, wow, I've got goosebumps totally. I definitely feel you have some path or connection with this work, the reconnection. You know, and I've not been to his events, but I'm imagining they're setting things up. Maybe that's why I'm seeing you there studying or something, doing the workshop or something, and then going further with it. But you're definitely hold tight because you're almost there. But
okay.
You have to have this other training, healing, and other job coming in. And from that's going to open the doors to your next level. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Bless you. I'm so glad you called in. That is that's got to be it. That's got to be what I was seeing.
Well,
because
that's
see
what I'm
kind of
looking for. I have Reiki 1 and 2, and I want to expand with it. But, you know, right now I think I have to hold off just because my son's in college and I have financial obligations for him and I. And, you know, once he's done, I feel maybe I can open up at that point.
No, open up now. Because when you open up to receive, then things shift. You'll find the way. You just need to align your intention more. I do know there's a wonderful community with the reconnection, so that's one of the things I'm seeing around you is this idea of community, other like-minded individuals. I don't know. He's coming on air. You know, maybe talk to him, ask him. I know he has people that he works with. They put on events all over. There's classes, courses. I'm sure there's somewhere where you're fitting into this because I could see it even before you even said. So.
Should
all
I
right.
just listen to the show and then see what he says, and then maybe he'll give me some insight from there?
Yeah, you can do that, but you can also call in and ask him or saying you know, I'm sure he's got some things coming up, some of the places, or maybe in your area.
So you want me to call back in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or just stay on the line, and then he's going to be on in a few minutes. Where are you at? You in
Arizona.
Okay, so I will ask anything in Arizona or close. Or close by. Yeah, always follow that. Don't, when you're getting that, believe me, I've done so many things in my life where the money or how is this going to happen wasn't there, but I was so following the subtle energy, I could feel it, that the domino effect opened, the openings just happened. You know?
Well, sometimes you get so excited about something, and you're not quite sure why you're excited, but you feel that real feel good, and then, I don't know, then you go to work or something like that, and then it takes it all away.
That's why it's important to have the commune, the satsang or sangha, as they say in the Sanskrit, in Sanskrit and all the Eastern, some of the Eastern traditions, is to keep that positivity up. You have to connect with like-minded individuals that are going through similar experiences or have been on the other side of it. Because if you stay too long around the naysayers, you know, it's going to pull you down. So you have to monitor. It's like food. It's healthy food being around people that are focused, that know the path and how, you know, look, at you're getting the signs. Do this, follow this, you know, touch in with yourself. What do you think? What do you feel? Yes, I did it before. You can too. You know, that kind of food, spiritual food, soul food, really nurtures or nourishes, and you need to have doses of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, Evelyn, hold on, and you'll be on a bit. Great to connect with you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, 812-654. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. It's Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you? I felt you psychically. Good to talk to you.
This has been real interesting. I'm glad I've heard.
Good.
Me and Kathy are going to see CJ on September 4th. Is that the time that I'm going to see the Henderson man?
Okay, well, let's go here for the Henderson man. I'm feeling, well, you're probably going to go later, too. I'm feeling that energy seems to shift for you into drawing that guy in or having that synchronistic connection.
Uh-huh.
I feel Sag time, so it could be more around the holidays is what I'm hearing. You seem October, November to go into a shift that has to do with relationship, more focused on friends, family still, but doing more. I can see like shopping, driving. I can see with a friend of yours going out there. That time period between that and February, March, it's also about somebody's birthday, a birthday coming up. But I'm not feeling it as strongly on the
September.
Okay. You know, you could be in this. There could be a sighting, or there could be some kind of connection or eye play. In other words, he could be around you then energetically. I'm feeling the more of the eye to eye, more the connection is later in the year, more in that Sag time, November, December.
Her lease is up in September, but she's going to be down there. She graduates in December, and we were kind of trying to find her a little place to stay without signing another lease, you know. But
well, maybe that's why, because I always saw something with moving or moving in. So it's getting closer. It's definitely getting closer. And your energy, you know, it's kind of like you have to get in that resonance. You get more and more around the situation or the person.
Uh-huh.
But thanks for calling in, Suzanne. We've got just so many to date. I want to make sure. But call back in again anytime.
Okay. See you.
See you.
Bye.
Hello, 646-729. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hey, Michelle. It's Owen.
Hey, Owen. Howdy.
Hey. Hey, I called in last week and had a question about massage and yoga school, and I just wanted to let you know you were right on because I ended up putting in my application and heard back right away.
Great.
Yeah, my question is I'm just kind of wondering about work, like part-time work during that time, during that 6 months, or, you know, starting, you know, now until then, I'm going to need to be able to, you know, pay for my rent and all of that. So
work is going to be a little up and down, but you will make it.
Okay.
There is, let's see. Actually, August doesn't, actually this month looks, you're fine. I think you're thinking a little further out while you're studying.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
Yeah, because August looks fine. Work stuff. You'll make it. You'll be okay. It's just sometimes when we're studying, the main focus isn't the money coming in. It's just enough to get us kind of by.
Yeah.
I do feel there will be a point in the classes that you're taking that you can start doing some, maybe not for full price, but some kind of work. You'll be working right away, I feel. I don't feel it's going to take you a long time. You're going to be stretching out more.
Mm-hmm.
I even see you putting some kind of notice. It looks like a little health food store or something, a little community store.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm talking about? Go to that place. There's something there for you.
Yeah,
I used to work
at a health food store, so yeah.
Ah, go there again. And there's some notices, but go back there again. That will be supportive for you.
Okay. Do you see anything like specific in terms of job, you know, like waiting tables or if, you know, should I... Anything specific or just kind of?
I feel for some reason you needed to go to that health food store, and I feel there's a board, a little bulletin board in the front. Down the road, you're going to be putting something there, like a card or something there, or selling something.
Right.
Are you bicycling a lot?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay, somebody on air I can see bicycling. Do you bicycle?
No, running. I've been.
Oh, running. Okay, outdoors
that,
running. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I keep seeing like a whoosh going fast and then trees behind. Are you running fast, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
I got down to a 5-minute mile at one point. So.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
good. Yeah. I did it all by just running for time. One of my brothers is a triathlete, or used to be, and he gave me great advice. So just run for time. Don't worry about your time. Just set a time, and it'll get longer, and you'll get faster. And I actually outran a Marine.
Wow. Yeah, 5 minutes. That's pretty good.
But that was a while ago. So, yeah, you'll be fine. You're on the right track.
Cool.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much. I love the show. I love listening and hearing your insight. So, thank you.
Thank you. I love people calling in. I love it. I love everyone in the chat. I just feel blessed.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk
to you soon. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, 970-614. You're on Awakenings.
Hi there. My name's Joey.
Joey.
This is my
Hi,
first
Joey.
Time.
Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome to Awakening.
Thank you. I just have a question. I've been feeling some guidance as to using creativity, photography, in a way that will help others, but I'm not sure what direction to go in.
Right now, I feel for you, it's about the, it's going to be a few things. It definitely is part of your path. It is the creative play just for you to get out there, even mixed media, collage, you know, just really experiment. But I do see you working also like almost sittings with people, kind of one-on-one, and then also helping others get into their own creative mode. So I do feel that you'll have, I don't know why I'm hearing workshops, but I'm hearing symposiums or part of a symposium. So your whole thing is art, pre-self-expression as a healing tool. You are meant to be to do it also on your own as your own artist, you know, but you're also meant to help others. So there is going to be something of working with others as well, kind of helping to open them up. But I'm seeing mixed media. I'm feeling a lot of different modes or modalities that you're using, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like video maybe.
All of it, video, the photography, the, but there's something with
like
you helping
audio
others.
Hmm? Do you see like online work?
Say that again?
Do you see like online workshops for people with video and like a lesson plan and things like that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And but also in-person works. Well, some, who knows? These symposium I'm seeing. I can see the words. It may even be online. But I would say in-person and online. But you're starting just now is what I'm hearing. So you're just starting to put the things together, the means, the mode that you're it's like you're both. You're an artist in your own right. There needs to be your own creative expression also. The guys are saying don't forget about that. You need to keep that going and then also what you're doing for and with others. So there's this something on your own, and then there's this collaborative and then teaching aspect. And I feel that's going to be like the three pillars of what you do.
And do you see like a focus that will be the most helpful for people?
I feel for you, it's the soul, we're in the great soul alignment or the soul shift. I talk about this on my Daily Om course, 2012, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. And it's really 2012 and beyond. But they wanted me to put 2012 in there because I have one chapter on 2012. Anyway, the age of the soul that we're in, the soul is all about creative expression, self-expression. So anything that you can do to help others tap into that, whether it's, you know, self-expression in the workplace, creating a new job, a hybrid job, living more creatively, artistically, opening up to self-express more, any of those things will be in alignment with the grand scheme of things, if you will. All right, gotta okay. Scoot. All right, blessings.
All right, thank you. Okay.
We're winding down. Hello, 267-285. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello, Michelle. Hopefully you're not tired of hearing my voice yet.
Never.
This is Pixie Jewel.
Yes. Pixie Jewel.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling because I said I would on Facebook, talking about the video that you had me post on the Awakening Radio
perfect.
Page.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't know if I would be able to get to you today, and I was, you know, I was so gung-ho on saying, I'll get a call back next week, but I just wanted to see what you had to say.
Yes, and you had posted about the astral projection and the sleep paralysis?
Yes.
Right, having that experience, yeah, and I was sharing my experience of when I was a teenager going through this, or early preteens and teens. Yes, a lot of times, because we shift, dimensionally, especially when we're sleeping, our consciousness never sleeps. And believe me, I've had experiences of that, you know, as well. So in this body, this dimension, we have certain, which are changing, certain kind of earth laws of certain amount of sleep, which sleep is just meaning on this dimension you're not as active. You know, you are going elsewhere, visiting elsewhere. You're moving. You know, when you say out of your body, it's not that you're completely out of your body. You're still anchored with it. Otherwise, the body, you know, you wouldn't have it anymore. You'd be crossed over, you know.
Right.
But a lot of times what happens is, in that relaxed, getting very, very relaxed mode, sometimes you can even kind of slam back in to your body, sometimes that jolt. But sometimes you expand so much out, and until you practice with a little bit, you can see yourself laying there, sitting there, and not quite yet be able to, you're aware that you're fully in or fully functioning. So the body isn't fully animated, and that's why it's called this kind of sleep paralysis. And it just takes a while. Usually what people do at that point is panic. What you can do is just breathe through it. And I like if you take a deep breath and feel yourself expanding out to kind of meet the visual or the visual of what you're seeing of yourself, of your body. And then as you breathe out, feel yourself coming back in so you don't have a crash, you know, landing, so to speak. But we do this every night. We do in meditate sometimes in certain meditation, sometimes certain inner work, and you can learn to do it more consciously. Now, as people awaken more, you may have more of these experiences as you're expanding.
It happened to me about six times this year. The first time it ever happened to me was in January, and then it happened to me like 5 times in that one night in July. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're really getting that. Well, it can also sometimes, you know, there's some people say physiological reasons for that, you know, certain sometimes after fasting, you know, it can happen. But just know that it's happening anyway. You're just becoming more conscious of it. Similar to sometimes what we call metaphysical bleed through. Sometimes you'll have experiences of your other dimensional living or existences, and then they're right here in your this state of existence. It's kind of coming in or bleeding through, and it's like, is that real, or am I there, or am I here?
That the same for seeing things? Because I know that there's someone that emailed you about that, seeing like entities or whatever. And I think you said that was the astral plane, and that's what happened to me.
Well, yeah, next time I hope we can dive more into this, because this is so important. This is why some form of healing or emotional clearing is so important. Sometimes you bump into things, what we call our own thought forms of our own fear or monsters or boogeyman or, you know, kind of that. That can be part of it, especially if we've gone through a lot of emotional, mental, even sexual abuse. If there's a lot of abuse, sometimes that's getting worked out archetypally, if you will. But the astral plane, which corresponds to the emotional body, that's kind of like, I always call it like the freeway to get to those more expanded levels. You are going to bump into a lot of other people's thought forms or living out certain experiences. Certain experiences get lived out etherically before they manifest physically. And if there's enough what we call group agreement, if there's enough vibrational resonance, then something gets birthed or born on a denser physical level. It gets earthed, so to speak. It becomes into denser form. Otherwise, it stays in the astral plane. So sometimes when you're expanding out, you do get bump into lower level, lower expressing energies, just like we have people. You know, my mom used to always say, the spirits that you have to worry about are the live ones, the humans. But they're the same. I mean, you can have lower level entities or beings that are cranky or mischievous or stuck on addictions or playing things out, that if you don't have enough ego strengthening, if there's not enough true sense of self, they can come through you or attach to you. This is why in a lot of good training, shamanic inner work or even Buddhist psychology or the upper levels of most you know, religions, Kabbalah, more systems of thought, they require a lot of mental, emotional healing, even physical healing. When I used to do a lot of depossession work, I had one of my teachers, Dr. Han, he even said he didn't do that anymore. And he said, you can't have that belief system. And I said, yeah, because I just believe in the oneness. There's just this whole light or only love with all these various degrees. So if you come from that space, you're not going to get, they can't attach. But if you have the belief, then you can have those experiences, you know, or, you know, attachment or possession or those kind of things. I have found most people that felt possessed was really their thought forms. It was their own beliefs or experiences that were kind of plaguing them, so to speak. But in saying that, there is that aspect of the astral plane, the lower level astral plane as well, that gets played out or we, you know, experience. Good question.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to see, because I know, you know, you already know what's going on in my home and everything, and I was wondering if that had to do with that, you know, people bringing their things and things like that, or if it was a reflection.
Well, it can. I know. I grew up in a very tumultuous house, and I had all kinds of astral plane experiences, even the phone being back then dialed, or even remember the old push-button phone. You could hear things being, we had poltergeists, things moving around. Mm-hmm. You know, those are a reality. I don't know that it's a thing to be feared, because if you, it's like a person. If you don't get in the fight with it, but you just say, I don't have time for this, or I wanted there is, or I don't want, you know, they're to move around those kinds of things. But they do tend to come when there's a lot of unhandled stuff. It's psychic energy. So the more we, bottom line is, the more we handle our stuff, whatever that is, whatever form, and move into self-love and self-acceptance, and the less we call in these. Because in a way, it's playing out the polarity plane. It's playing out the opposite. So the more that we're in that sense of that centering, it's easy to do, but the more we're face, the more we're healing, the more, probably to use Dr. Eric Pearl's word, reconnect. The more we reconnect to that that oneness, the less of those extreme mixes, the more harmony that we have.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
I'll be joining you on Sunday.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm also doing your you know what I'm trying to say, your course.
Paleo?
I'm doing your course as well. Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to get as clear as possible.
That's what we're all doing, and it's just becoming more us, our true us.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And I hope Evelyn is still on from Arizona, because we want to make sure you get to talk to Dr. Eric Pearl. I'm hoping, let's see, got a different number here. Okay, so as I was saying at the top of the program, and we were talking about vibration and healing and resonance, healing frequency, so it's perfect that we have on today Dr. Eric Pearl. And many of you know him, you know of his work, many of you are reading his book and had an amazing experience with the healing energy of the reconnection. And I feel that he's kind of at home here, part of the family. But for those of you that don't know, he's an internationally recognized healer. He's appeared on countless television programs in the U.S. and worldwide. He's also featured in the film The Living Matrix. And as a doctor, Eric ran a highly successful chiropractic practice for 12 years until one day his patients began reporting that they felt his hands on them, even though he hadn't physically them. Patients soon reported receiving miraculous healings from cancers, AIDS-related diseases, epilepsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, birth disfigurements. He really is a wealth of knowledge, really has an open heart, and really has been the, I feel, ambassador, and in a sense, of this new technology of reconnecting, in a sense, with the truth of who we are. So, through this healing. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh, so always perfect.
by the way, I noticed, because I've been listening to you speaking with your last person, that we're open for questions. If we do open the line for questions, can we please request that the questions be about generally accessing and understanding healing in general, so it's open, it's information for everyone to learn from, and let us not take questions on a personal level, such as I have this health problem and my daughter has that health problem, what can I do, because I can't give that kind of advice on this show.
And not fair to everybody.
Right.
One of the questions, and maybe I'll pop, because I see her number still there, that we had. Well, just dive in, Eric. Your family. This is like coming out.
Okay.
We had an interesting synchronicity from one of our listeners that just happened, I believe, today to recently get your book and felt such a pull towards you. But before I knew that, before she opened up, I saw her doing these workshops and also kind of assisting and being a part of this whole group. And then she said, and then I didn't realize what I was seeing was at your place. And then she had opened up about just getting the book and feeling a real connection. And so I said, that's what I was seeing. You're at the reconnection, you know, workshop. And I said, because you do have a wonderful community of healers, facilitators, people that put on the workshops as well. There's just an online and in-person community. So I thought that was just amazing synchronicity on that. And she's in Arizona, so we're wondering if you have anything close to Arizona or in Arizona coming up.
There are only two seminars in the United States that we'll be giving this year. One
okay.
will be in the Los Angeles area in Newport Beach, California, and that's October 19 through 21. The other one
okay.
will be in Miami, and that's December 7th through 9th. So I think the one in Newport Beach, October 19th
yep.
through 21, is closest for her.
Okay, and you said December 7th to the 9th.
December
and then the Los
7th
Angeles
through 9th is in Miami.
Mm-hmm. And the Newport is, what did you say, October?
Newport Beach is October 19 through 21.
Okay. Well, that's just a hop, I think that's 5 hours or something, so
yeah, it's
people
close.
Can. Yeah, it's very close. And we'll just jump in real quick and see. I think she's still on air and see if she had a question in regards to the reconnection. Evelyn, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Don't you? Yeah. Did you have a question? You said you just got the book. I'm not sure if you're reading it now or just picked it up, but did you have a question in regards to the reconnection
Well, I do have Reiki 1 and 2, and I was kind of trying to understand if that's part of implementing that, or is that totally something different?
That's part of what you will access with the reconnection, although what you will be able to save yourself from needing any longer will be the symbols, will be the techniques, will be the protections. Mm-hmm. You are now able to access with the reconnection something far more comprehensive, which includes, of course, all the Reiki and the energy healing frequencies, and yet we don't any longer have to use the technique system. We don't have to protect ourselves. We don't have to use rituals. We don't have to wear jewelry or use symbols or anything such as that. So it allows us to become more. Instead of trying to facilitate the healings the way Reiki and Qigong and the other energy healings have been, we are now able to step into a fuller, more comprehensive version of ourselves and actually mm-hmm. become the healing, actually vibrate at that optimal level of light. And just as when you take a lit candle to light another candle to light another candle, you never see that flame doing a technique. You don't see it cowering in fear or protecting itself or getting weaker or taking anything on. It simply glows brighter in the process. You can actually hear a sound, an inspiration as it inspires the next flame to ignite and the next and the next. And as we become these healings, we simply, in our interaction with people, inspire them to return to their own natural state of balance, their own healing.
Mm,
so when
I love
you
that.
Do a what would I call it, like a healing, do you still have, I mean, I know there's remote healing, but do you still kind of like do like, not the hands-on, but do you still do like use of the hands above or around them, like you know how you do that?
When you're doing healing with someone in the room?
Yes.
With you? Well, it's nice to be able to allow yourself to access and feel this consciously, and one of the easiest ways to feel it is by using your hands. So although it's not necessary, by accessing this frequency with your hands, you begin to feel it. The feeling of it becomes a reminder to you. You return to your more optimal light vibration. And by being in the presence of that person, you share that optimal light vibration with them. And something triggered. You know, we know now today from the work of Dr. Fritz Popp in Germany and others that the DNA in each of our cells emits specific levels of light, that when our health is diminishing, that light is dimming. When our health is coming back up, that light is coming back up. And as we vibrate at that natural level of light, we serve as a reminder, sharing that space beyond just energy healing, but this new, more comprehensive spectrum of energy, light, and information becomes a reminder to that other person. And somewhere inside of them, it triggers something, you could almost say figuratively triggering a voice that says, hey, I remember this. This is me vibrating as light. This is me vibrating healthy. I think I'll do it again. And as they return to that natural vibration of light, nothing denser than light, anything heavier than light, pretty much is nothing much left to hold on to. So if appropriate for that person, as appropriate for that person, that health challenge, that density simply vibrates out. It simply falls away. And if we take nothing home from this interview today, then this, take home these next two sentences. A, healing is just that simple. And B, anything more complicated than that, symbols, rituals, necklaces, pendants, crystals, aromas, tap-tap-tap therapies, anything more complicated than that is designed to sell you something. And what it's designed to sell you is on your own inadequacy, your own weakness, your own fear, instead of allowing you to step into, as Gary Zukav would say, your internal power and recognizing that we can simply be 100% and not have to rely on anything external, be it symbols, be it jewelry, be it materials, be it fear-based protections or anything else.
I so agree with that. I never understood that, you know, with people saying that they're protecting themselves. And I'm like, from what?
From
if
what?
We're all, right? If we're all one, why do you need to, I have to put white light because they're going to get me. It's going to rub off on me. It's like,
you see, every choice we make, every action, every decision comes either from fear, lack, limitation, the illusion of separation, or darkness, the need for control, or it comes from love, prosperity, abundance, oneness, light, and unity. And we cannot facilitate a gift that we are unwilling to accept ourselves. We cannot stand in fear protecting ourselves in a white flame and a purple flame and a gold flame, pulling up imaginary zippers, shaking off imaginary negative energy and spraying ourselves down with alcohol, and at the same time facilitate healings that reside in love. We can't stand in lack and limitation, adding crystals and pendulums and amulets to ourselves to make us more, or to protect us. We can't stand in that fear and that lack and that limitation and facilitate healings that reside in abundance. We can't stand in the control of saying, move your hands 3 times clockwise and 2 times counterclockwise and bring this up to the north and that down to the south and facilitate healings that reside in the freedom of the universe. We can't try to control and direct the healing and facilitate healings unless, true healings, unless we truly get out of the way and allow ourselves to recognize that our highest gift, our highest reward is by being so very privileged, so very honored as to be able to simply witness as a catalyst, to observe without judgment and see the beauty of the healings as they manifest right before our very eyes.
Beautiful. Evelyn, any other question for Dr. Pohl?
Well, I was just going to ask one more thing. Now, I thought I read a little script that said something about activation. Is there something that you had mentioned about activating it?
You know, it was a word that I used in the beginning. I think it came from, you see, you got to realize with these healings, I had no experience in healing. I didn't study healing. I didn't research it. I didn't plan this. It was as if I went home on a Thursday night thinking I was a doctor. I came in on a Monday and I was something else. My parents always told me I was something else, but this is probably not what they had in mind. I'm holding my hands near people. Their bodies are shaking. Their voices are coming through them. Healings are happening. Lights are turning off and on. Doors are opening up. This was just not expected. So as I spoke with different people in the healing world, I would listen to some of their lingo. And, for instance, in Reiki, you would get certain things activated. You would activate the crown chakra or this or that or the others. Now, it is true that when you interact with this, something does activate within you, but it's not an activation process that's done per se. It simply takes place by finding yourself immersed, somehow interacting with the healing frequencies. So, for example, when I first started doing the seminars, I used to think I had to walk around everyone's hands and activate them to let them feel it or their heads, and you may have read some of that earlier verbiage. But what we've discovered quite clearly is that by simply being in the room, you are immersed in these healing frequencies like tea bags steeping in the water, and you need not go through any kind of an activation, an active process, shall we say, to receive this activation. And I'm still a little leery about that word, but it's one of the better ones I can come up with. As a matter of fact, Dr. William Tiller, who's a professor emeritus from Stanford University, and later on came up with a finding, which later on was confirmed by other researchers, that something changes, the very space changes in the room. Some people call it conditioned space, some people call it coupling or duplexing, but there's a certain amount of excess thermodynamic energy that is released with any form of energy healing, but it's small amounts. The amount of free excess thermodynamic energy that's released with reconnective healing changes the room so much that the researchers have discovered that if we were going to try to replicate this, not that it's replicable, but if we were going to try to, one of the first things we would have to do to produce this level of excess free thermodynamic energy would be to raise the temperature of the room by over 300 degrees Celsius, which is the equivalent to 576 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
You know, as a matter of fact, there's a book out called Science Confirms Reconnective Healing. It's on Amazon. It's called Science Confirms Reconnective Healing. It's by Dr. Konstantin Karatkov, who's one of the head researchers in Russia at the main university in St. Petersburg, works with the government, works with the Russian Olympic athletes. He's done studies with us in reconnective healing with the Russian Olympic athletes there. And he's put out a book called Science Confirms Reconnective Healing, where he's taken some of his research and the research of other internationally renowned scientists and put it together. But I will warn you before you go and run off and buy that book, it's very scientifically written. So if, for instance, if I were going to try to read the book, I would simply read the summaries of each of the studies. I wouldn't bother reading them. It's very complex mathematics and things.
All right.
Now, Eric, how did he count? Thanks, Evelyn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope you can make the one in Newport. I think, I don't know, it's a kind of a thing, synchronicity with the reading. So you're definitely your important part on your path, looks like. Okay, take care. I don't know if she's still there. Okay, great. Newport is not that far.
Newport Beach? No.
No.
Very close. It's right
yeah.
by LA. It's close.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's technically I
five hours
in LA. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe LA County or something.
LA County.
I'm not sure, but it's close. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did Konstantin, how was he, drawn to do the research? Did you know him before, or how did this come about?
I'm not really sure. Let me think. I believe that we met at one of the conferences on science and spirituality that I was invited to speak at. I believe that's
okay.
how it came about, and I believe I met him either independently or through some of the other scientists and researchers and presenters who were there who thought we should meet.
Yeah, amazing. I think we were talking at the top of the program a lot about, you know, this whole resonancy, the whole idea that, you know, string theorists are talking about this, quantum physicists are talking about this, is, you know, the whole idea of this harmony, the harmonizing of frequency. You know, the more
right, and
harmony,
it's also the
healthier.
Harmonizing of humanity. I mean, you know, we've been so... We have been so focused, we've been raised to look at, you know, what makes you special, what makes you unique, what makes you different, And actually, if we look at some of these things, you know, love me, I'm Irish, I'm Italian, I'm this, I'm Jewish, I'm Muslim, or whatever, we tend to look for our distinctions, which oftentimes result more in conflict than harmony, you know, many times. And I believe that what 2012 is about, and I'm not talking about 2012, you know, the end of the world. I mean, what this year is about for us is that we're here to learn to recognize not what makes us different and unique, but what makes us all the same. To recognize that when one child cries in one part of the world, 100 children weep in another. When one child laughs, 1,000 children laugh. That we are that connected. That it's about being connected and being the same as one another, being the same as this zero-point field or the multidimensional field in which we exist, being one with the universe, being one with one another.
Living in that oneness. And it seems, I mean, I love the power of healing frequencies. Is there a harmonizing that's taking place, and is it in that field? Is it a moving into that field, or is it?
It is. It's like a harmonic convergence, for lack of a better word, a coming together with harmony. I mean, it begins on the very first night. Let me explain a little bit about what happens in the seminars, and maybe that'll help us understand it a little bit. So, for instance, on most seminars are Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So the Newport Beach one, let's say Friday night, October 19th, we'll give a three-hour presentation where we talk about the history of the work, the theory, the philosophy. We speak about some of the science. We bring some people up from the audience to give some live demonstrations of the healing so you can see the reality of it on yourself. And the room has been measured, even on this Friday night, by researchers showing this dramatic jump in the excess free thermodynamic energy. And we give everyone an opportunity to feel this in your hands. But Saturday and Sunday is quite different. It's a real working seminar, and I always warn people, don't come if you think we're all going to sit around, hold hands, om, and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, and drum. It won't happen that way. We demonstrate a level of the work from the stage. Then we go to the massage tables in groups of two or four. You might stand at the head of the table. One person might lie down at the head of the table. I walk around each massage table. So does our internationally trained team of teaching assistants. We take your hands, we show you how to begin to glide in, how to feel, how to find, how to locate the different aspects of this more comprehensive healing spectrum. And as you do, you start to see the person on the table respond. You start to see them go into involuntary movements of their eyes or their fingers. We'll show you how to access a different portion that feels different to you. You'll start to see their body move very differently. You'll start to see their toes or their fingers moving or their breathing or their color change. And as you do this, you begin to recognize that, well, when I'm here, I'm feeling this sensation and I'm witnessing this change in the person. As I move here, I feel something else and I witness another change in that person. And you begin to recognize your distinct role in bringing this level of healing through, or actually in escorting or shepherding that person into that healing space. Then we go back to the tables, we talk about what we just learned, discuss the philosophy, demonstrate a new level, and go back to the chairs again and continue working. And by the end of that one weekend, by the end of that very one weekend, by that Sunday, the 21st of October, I can pretty much promise you two things. That you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do. And B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do, even if they were raised by monks in a cave in a mountaintop in Tibet, fed grains of seed, each one blessed by its own individual lama.
So part of what I hear, and I love that you say that, it's really already there within the person. Somehow the
sort
facilitation.
Of.
Sort of. Ah, okay. So,
sort of.
Okay.
Sort of. Sort
okay.
of. In other words, the latent ability is there, but what we'll go back to Evelyn's word, but what activates it is by interacting with it, which therefore interacting with it by coming through another person. It's really a kick in the pants for the super ego driven who want to say, oh, yes, I was reconnected in a dream or I was reconnected in a past life, and I've got three words for that person. Well, actually, no, because that's not the way this works.
You have to do it here.
Yes, it challenges us to do it in this lifetime, and it challenges us to get out of the ego-driven aspect of ourselves, the frightened part of our personalities that wants to just be an island, and instead, it challenges us to recognize that there is something that we can learn when we place ourselves on an equivalent level of someone else, that with someone else that we can actually, or it's actually required, that we say there is something that someone else has had before me. Boy, that's a kick in the pants, isn't it? And only when I'm willing to share and interact with this person can I discover it, find it, and learn how to utilize it. So it seems to be quite the universal leveler, the evener, outer.
I love that it's this interaction that needs to take place, which is so the new paradigm, so Aquarian, that it we're not in, it's not only us, you know, we need to interact, we need to converge, connect, collaborate, cooperate. You know, there is this interaction that needs to take place, and you know, instead of you do it all on your own kind of mentality, I guess.
Yeah, to learn that we are all one, and that we all have something to learn from sharing with another person, from opening up at our most seemingly vulnerable.
Mm. And I love that type, the power of the healing frequency. It really is so powerful, and that you're getting beyond the mind chatter on it, the thought form of what it is or isn't. It's really moving into the person having the experience.
Right. You don't direct it. You don't tell it where to go or what to work on. You actually learn how to evolve beyond the doing of the healing. And instead, to step up into learning to become the observer and the observed, and to observe or to witness without judgment. In other words, maybe someone comes in and they're expecting a certain kind of healing. Maybe it makes sense to you and to their mother as well that they get this certain kind of healing. But that we have to step out of the position of thinking we understand the mind of God and that that is the healing that's appropriate for them. The healing that is appropriate for them is what they will receive. If they're fortunate, it will come in a form that they're anticipating. And if they're truly fortunate, it'll come in a form that they haven't even dreamed of, one that the universe has designed specifically for them.
So there's no preconceived idea of how it should be, or what should happen. Just what needs to happen comes about.
Right. We even suggest to the person receiving the healing. We know that they've come because they may have had a certain reason in mind, but the healing practitioner is not going to do anything different. Anything different with you if you come in with problem ABC or problem XYZ, because they're not really going to pay any attention to the problem because they're not treating the problem. It's not reconnective therapy or reconnective treatment. It's not about cures of specific diagnoses or symptoms. It's simply about allowing that person to access a state of balance, and then the gift comes in observing what that balanced state of health, how it demonstrates itself.
And yet you have, and I'm thinking about the Living Matrix, covered the premiere for Awakenings, amazing film. There has been amazing healing.
Dramatic,
you know, physical
healing, sure.
Dramatic physical healings from the reconnection. And you're saying, in a sense, you didn't necessarily start out to do that. You're just basically showing up, and then this dramatic, physical healing
happens. The appropriate
healing
takes place. I'll give you the example from that film, let's say. So what happened on that film was it was the story they interviewed me and asked me about what my most dramatic healing was, and I always say it's always the most recent one. So that was one of the more recent ones, and I explained it to them. I was in Thessaloniki in Greece, the second largest city there. I was giving a presentation in a small or miniature kind of a coliseum setup, and at the end of the presentation, everyone was leaving the room, and I was leaving to go to a different area to do a book signing. And as I was leaving the stage, a group of people came and carried up this boy who was unable to walk. He had cerebral palsy. He was 5 years old. He had metal leg braces on. His toes could touch the ground, but his heels couldn't. He wasn't able to speak. He would make indecipherable sounds that his mother would sort of interpret for the family. And they asked if I would work on him, and I said, well, everyone's waiting for me at the book signing, but if you wait here until I finish, I'll come back. Now, it wasn't that I was going to address a cerebral palsy. I was simply going to do what we'd been talking about. So I came back after the book signing. They took off his metal braces. I held my hands near him, began to feel sensations, just allowing the balance to take place as it was going to take place. And 4 minutes into it, just 4 minutes into it, the venue told us they were closing. They had to shut off the lights and we had to leave. And this little boy got up off the table, walked down the steps from the stage, and ascended the entire staircase of the Colosseum, the miniature Colosseum, not once, but twice. Now, later, his mother, of course, decided to take the seminar to learn how to do the work. Later that week or so, she brought him down to Athens, where I was teaching, for him to see me. And she brought him up towards my room, and before I could even get the key into my door to unlock it, he said, look what I can do, I can run. And he ran down the hall and he ran back. He got inside the room, he said, look what else I can do, I can stand on one leg and spin in a complete circle. And he did. And then he said, and I can open my right hand. What we didn't realize was all of his life he was completely unable to open his right hand. He said, I can hold my own cup of water, and I can hug my parents with both my arms just like a big boy. And then what became clear was that he was able to speak and be clearly understood by everyone except me, because he was speaking in Greek, for the first time in his entire life. Now,
gosh.
I wasn't doing a healing session saying heal cerebral palsy, walk, walk, walk. I was simply stepping in, feeling the sensations, being in the process. This is about us being process-oriented, not result-oriented, process-oriented. When you focus on the result, maybe you get it, maybe you don't. When you focus on the process, you're in the beauty of the whole thing, and the result that comes about is the most glorious result.
We've got a question here from Healing Light. Can this be done? Let me see what they're saying. Can this on their own? I guess what they're saying by themselves.
Can you? Yeah,
so
you
do
can.
You need someone
you, when,
to
when we
do
teach
this?
When we teach the seminar in October, we'll be teaching you how on Sunday we'll be going into how to do self healing and how to do distance healing, as well as how to work one on one with another person.
Okay, and then we've got another one from Pathway Up. Do you ever come to from Pathway Up, Daniel, in Canada? Do you ever come to?
Well,
I guess you could if somebody set it up.
I try to get to Canada periodically. Usually it's Montreal or Toronto. Once in a while, it's been Vancouver. We have been to Edmonton and Calgary, but not for a number of years.
Okay. So if someone wanted, of course, you've got the Newport, California, Los Angeles area, actually Orange County. So people, actually with Newport, people in Diego, whole Inland Empire could go to Marietta, San Diego, Mexico.
Well, you know what? Most people fly into our seminars from all around the world.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And then, of course, you've got the December 9th and month, and then the other one's October 9th.
Miami is December 7th through 9th. Los Angeles, Newport Beach is October 19th through 21. And if you're listening, audience is international. There's also one in London, September, the weekend of September 21st.
Okay. And on Twitter, where is it? I don't know if we have a chat. Shay444 also wants to know the New Zealand, Australia area. Do you come there? And
we are looking at we are looking at doing New Zealand in 2013, next year.
Okay.
We're planning.
All right,
looking
Shay.
At doing New Zealand.
All right. So I'm tweeting these back, but also if you're listening, New Zealand, Australia also.
Yeah, we just came back from Melbourne, Australia, but we're looking at doing New Zealand next year.
Okay.
Maybe even a second city in Australia, too. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Shay and everybody else from, we have some listeners in the chat. Denise also from that area, from Australia. So just know he's coming to your area as well. Now, we do have some callers on the line. If this call, if your question is in regards to the reconnection, healing in general, healing frequencies,
not about people's specific health issues.
Yeah, I like that.
Healing in general,
okay.
Right.
So I don't know if they're just listening. So I'm going to go through some of the ones that are have 267-285. Did you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening, Michelle. This is Pixie Jewel.
Okay. Okay, because you've got it. Okay, so these are people, I have a lot of people listening by phone that don't have the one depressed. If you have one on the keypad depressed, I'll just go quickly through. 808-497, did you have a question or a comment? I guess not. 808, so they must be listening by phone and have it depressed. But I got to do this, Eric, because otherwise I get the.
Go ahead,
I was waiting
ahead,
to
go
ask
ahead,
him the
ahead.
Question
first.
Hello, 954-205. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I did. Hi. I have read your book, Dr. Eric Pearl, and I'm quite interested in, and I've tried, you know, to do the energy work myself after reading your book. And how did you get to the point where I know that, you know, you had your patients and all and the whole story on that, but were you told how to go deeper into it? How did you learn more than how did you learn?
I'm going to scoot you along because we're winding. So you want to know how he started doing this, and was he told to start this?
Yes.
You have to learn. You learn by observing. You learn by feeling your sensation, observing the responses of the person, and the more you allow yourself to feel and to notice and observe, the more information you pick up on the how to fine-tune this in and actually elevate the person's experience, optimize it so that they are in a deeper healing state and response. It's part of what we teach various aspects of at the seminars, but true mastery is only developed in the silence of your own mind.
Okay, so like you could do this on yourself if you totally just practice it and what
you can also learn how to access this on yourself for self-healing. You can also, if you read the book, the last third of the book is a basic how-to. It's a how to do it. Now, it will allow you to do it on a personal level for yourself and your family. It doesn't make you a practitioner any more than reading a book on dentistry or hairdressing allows you to go out and advertise and say that you're a hairstylist or a dentist. You'll take better care of your own teeth and better care of your own hair. And by reading the book, you will learn how to access deeper levels of this healing for yourself and for your family. But to actually become a practitioner and fully be able to access this through, then you really want to learn in the presence of someone who's teaching you at a seminar.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. The other callers, we'll get to you another time because we've wound out of time. Our guest, of course, has been Dr. Eric Pearl. His book, The Reconnection. And you can find out more information on thereconnection.com about the workshops that are coming up in Newport, California, which is the Los Angeles area, and also Miami, and any other questions that they have, a whole team that can answer for you as well. Thank you so much for being on the program, Eric.
Yo, thank you. And yeah, for people all around the world, you know, the book title is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And you can go onto the website to find out where we are around the world. I'm teaching 45 weeks a year. And the website is just like the book title is The Reconnection. The website is thereconnection.com.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us this really, really important information and your insights. Thanks, Eric.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you, as always, listener participants, to your questions. We will next week, or if you have questions for Dr. Pearl, I'm sure he'll either be back, or you can go to his website, thereconnection.com, for more information on the healing workshops, as well as the Power of Healing Frequencies, the newest science on the reconnective healing by Konstantin Korotova. The science confirms reconnective healing. And again, that email, the reconnection or website, reconnection.com, for more information. Also, I'm putting in the chat, there is either on the Awakenings Radio or Awakenings with Michelle Mache Facebook page, the teleworkshop and Soul Path group. There's a lot of information on that as well. That's this Sunday, 8/19. And that will also be at 1:30. Let's see, 1:30. What is it? 1:30 Pacific time. And I'll link it to that for the teleworkshop. And we'll be working with the subtle energy, as well as readings and just a wonderful connecting and sharing. But a lot of really, really good information and usable tools as well. So many tools that are out there right now. I try to get some of the best of the best. Again, our guest was Dr. Eric Pearl. And for more information, if you want more information on the Soul Path group and teleworkshop, you can also email awakenings@selfandlight.com, or you can go to my profile page on Facebook or the Awakenings with Michelle Mache on Facebook as well. Always great to connect with all of you. You just really make my week. So until next week, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.